smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
A woman suffered serious injuries and flown to a London hospital following a crash that's closed a part of the M20. Emergency crews were called to the coastbound carriageway between Leeds Castle and Ashford just before five this morning. Four other people have also been hurt. The same section of motorway was closed yesterday after a man died when he was hit by a vehicle.
This is KMFM News.
Britain's first new grammar school in 50 years is going to be built in West Kent after being approved by the Education Secretary. Nicky Morgan's given the go-ahead to the 450-pupil building in Sevenoaks, even though building new grammars was actually banned by Labour in the late 90s. It's because this will be an expansion of an existing school in Tunbridge. Roger Goff's the man in charge of education in Kent.
Not only are we seeing that this is an expansion, it's an expansion of an outstanding school. We've worked extremely closely with the Weald of Kent on this over the last couple of years, have great confidence in their ability to deliver a very strong education for girls in the Sevenoaks area.
It's due to open in September 2017, but anti-grammar campaigner Melissa Benn from Comprehensive Future isn't happy with the decision.
This is really a step back. Because if you go to Kent, where this extension, which is really a new school, is going to happen, you find a very divided society.
KMFM News.
A man's died following a crash involving a motorbike and a car on Sheppey. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to the smash along Halfway Road in Halfway just after 10 this morning. As you heard in the Travel with Jason, the road's closed in both directions. NHS inspectors say there are safety concerns at three quarters of hospitals in England. The Care Quality Commission says of those it visited, none were found to be outstanding on safety. The Commission's Chief Executive, David Behan, says hospitals need to learn from the findings.
What we want to see are hospitals preventing risk taking place, preventing incidents taking place, and acting to ensure that improvements are being made in the way that their services are run and delivered.
A man's been charged with attempted murder after another man was reportedly slashed with a sword near Sevenoaks. The victim was taken to a London hospital with a neck wound after it happened in Brasted in the early hours of Monday. A 39-year-old from West End is due in court later. Kent couples who are struggling to pay for their wedding are being encouraged to use a credit union rather than turn to payday loan companies. With the average cost of a wedding now £24,000, it's feared some newlyweds are getting into debt trying to afford it. Vicars in Rochester are helping them join a credit union which has lower interest rates. Caroline Clark's from the diocese.
There is no comparison between the interest rates that you'll pay with a payday lender and the interest rates you'll pay to a credit union. Payday lending can be between 2,000 and 6,000%. I mean, it's just ridiculous amounts of money.
And it's the day loads of you have been waiting for. The scenic railway roller coaster at Margate's Dreamland is back up and running. Kieran's been on it for KMFM.
Well, there's certainly a sense of excitement and thrill at the amusement park here today because, as you can hear, the UK's oldest roller coaster is once again back up and running. I'm all strapped in and ready to go, and it's all pretty slow for now, but I've heard the dips can take you by surprise. Just looking around, it's certainly offering a fantastic view of the park, and its wooden structure is also something to admire. Today's been a long wait for many as the site reopened back in June, but the Grade 2 listed ride was still yet to be restored after being destroyed in a fire in 2008. Eddie Kensley, who's CEO of the park, says it's the final piece of the jigsaw.
This is a massive feat of engineering. You know, this is a 20th century ride in a 21st century world, and that's challenging. It's been complicated, it's been difficult, but we've done it. It's here, it's fabulous.
It will officially open to the general public tomorrow, but these pupils from Dame Janet Primary Academy in Ramsgate have managed to have a go a day early, and they say they'll never forget it.
It was awesome, and if you scream, you'll go faster.
Scenic Railway is actually the most fastest ride I have ever been on.
It's really awesome.
Many would agree it's a milestone for both Dreamland and Margate as it marks the end of the amusement park part of the £28 million development on the seafront.
KMFM. KMFM Sport.
The pairing of Alistair Cook and Ian Bell is delivering for England on day three of the first test against Pakistan in Abu Dhabi. The captain has his 28th test century, with Ian Bell hitting 50. A short time ago, England were 233 for one, trailing Pakistan by 290 runs. And in tennis, Andy Murray fought back from a set down to reach the quarterfinals of the Shanghai Masters. The world number two beat John Isner 6-7, 6-4, 6-4. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.